Vernon is breaking barriers against racism. Nearly 80 people and organizations were nominated for the 2024 BC Multiculturalism and Anti-Racism Awards, honoring their efforts to combat racism and create a more inclusive BC. Whether it is the rise in Islamophobia or anti-Semitism, it has been a tough time for many communities in our province, said Nikki Sharma, Attorney General. Now, more than ever, it is important for people to come together and celebrate the work of many in uplifting our communities and celebrating anti-racism work all across British Columbia. Anita Kashuba, recipient of a Breaking Barriers Award, was recognized for her work spearheading Connecting the Dots, an Indigenous learning tour, alongside members of the Okanagan Indian Band. The initiative emphasized the importance of education in breaking down barriers and urged the community to embark on their own journeys toward truth and reconciliation. Proudly Métis, Kashuba is a devoted wife and mother of seven, and works at the Vernon and District Immigrant and Community Service Society. This recognition is not just a personal achievement but a reflection of the unwavering dedication of the entire Vernon community, whose support has been instrumental in advancing reconciliation, Kashuba said. Let this award symbolize what can be achieved when a community comes together to combat racism, dismantle barriers and embrace reconciliation. Together, we can forge a future where diversity is celebrated and every individual is truly valued. This year's Emerging Leader Award went to Dacius Richardson, an advocate for refugees, immigrants and newcomer youth. Born in Liberia, Richardson moved to BC in 2011 and now works in Surrey. He is the founder of Rise Above Reality Expectation, an initiative that supports and provides youth with vital guidance about how to be leaders, draw strength from their cultural roots, improve their social and economic outcomes and prevent violence. Richardson recently received the Rising Star Award at the Black in BC Black History Month celebration. I have faced many obstacles even before I came into this world, surviving multiple civil wars, violences, rejections, racism and injustice, Richardson said. But I continue to give my heart and soul to making a difference tackling racism and promoting multiculturalism in my community and society. This award is not just a recognition of my efforts, but a testament to the countless individuals, including my fellow nominees, who have worked tirelessly to eradicate racism and promote cultural diversity. There were 5 Multiculturalism and Anti-Racism Award recipients and 6 honorable mentions, many of whom work directly with refugees, immigrants and newcomers to BC. Alongside Kashuba and Richardson, human rights organization Vidya and Surrey teacher Thais Pimentel Cabral received Intercultural Trust Awards. The Rainbow Refugee Society received a Breaking Barriers Award. I always value the opportunity to shine a light on and celebrate the work being done by so many to promote multiculturalism and anti-racism in BC, said Mabel Elmore, Parliamentary Secretary for Anti-Racism Initiatives. The journey to being anti-racist is not always easy, and the awards program is a vital part of our efforts to foster understanding, appreciation and respect for the many vibrant cultures and people that make up our province. The award ceremony, held every year on the International Day for Elimination of Racial Discrimination, took place in downtown Vancouver this year in front of an audience of more than 150 people. Since the awards were launched in 2008, nearly 60 people and organizations have been recognized. Read more. Connect with Indigenous culture on fun, interactive Vernon tour. Read more. Vernon embraces Slavic culture.